Welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, where we ignite your passion for lingerie and empower you to feel fabulous. Are you ready to be inspired, delighted, and informed? Well, you've come to the right place. We believe that style has no boundaries. Age, gender, body shape, size, or ethnicity. Everyone deserves to look good and feel great. Get ready for a whirlwind of informative chats about lingerie and the brands we love. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website.
Hello, guys.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome to another video podcast and audio podcast with us on our podcast series about traveling models. So today we have an interesting topic. It's how we both got into modeling. So how our careers started. So,
yeah, it's actually very boring, but we thought, why not talking about and making it super interesting? No, it's not really. The thing is, we've spoken about it so many times because every single photographer always, well, not every single photographer, but majority of photographers would always ask us how we got into modeling. And we thought, why don't we talk about it on the podcast so more people can find out how we got into modeling? And I feel like whenever I talk to different models, every story is so special and so different. And the reasons why certain people got into modeling or photography is so interesting and different. And the amount of people that didn't even plan on doing modeling at all, like myself and probably you as well. Yeah. It's just astonishing. So we thought, yeah, let's tell our stories and let's just see how that goes.
Yeah, so like I've been published in a lot of magazines and articles and I've been interviewed so many times. This is a story I've told a million times, just in articles. I've written it in so many different ways, or I've said it to a lot of photographers and friends. So who wants to get started?
I think you really want to get started. You already started.
I'm like looking forward to Monica's story because I know my story, actually.
I don't actually know yours.
Oh, okay.
Okay, guys, who do you want to start? Do you want Aurora to start or me?
We can't really ask them because they're not.
Why not? Of course we can. But they're not going to give us an answer,
are they? Yeah, I'm trying to think if we could like kind of do it in a way where we have different sections of our career. Like, could one of us talk about theirs and then how theirs started? Or we have to do the whole story each?
Okay, I can start.
Yay! I want to hear her story.
Really?
Yeah. It's so, I think I know like some pieces of it here and there. Like, yeah. Didn't you used to do lots of different jobs, and then
maybe we can start from our jobs prior to modeling career, because it's all kind of connected. So, okay, guys, I'll tell you my story. I will try to keep it short and precise. So, as you guys know, or maybe you might not know, but I am originally from Poland. I came to the UK when I was 20. So that's probably 10 years. I think I've been in the UK for 10 years in total. And when I came to the UK, I went to university after 5 months. It was very difficult because I couldn't understand people in Leeds. So, yeah, I really struggled. Anyways, I went to university and I did business management for 3 years. I graduated. So when I went to university, at the same time, I started like a part-time job in One Stop. It's a part of Tesco, so it was just a convenience store that I worked at. And I did that for a year time. And then I quit, I think, and I worked in a few different restaurants. It was the same company, but I was a waitress for about a year time, different restaurants. And then I left and I worked in a restaurant as a receptionist. So that was a bit of like a kind of career change because I did more like admin work, I think, a little bit, taking bookings and working on a till as well. So a bit more admin. And then I worked in like a call center for 8 months. And that was when I think that was my last year at university. So I was about to do my dissertation, I think, and graduate a few months later. So what happened when I started doing my call center work, I think I got into modeling, and that was like the most accidental thing that ever happened to me. I never wanted to be a model, unless we're talking about being a child and having these sort of dreams. And I kept saying I wanted to be an actress, a model, or like a singer. Yeah. So I never thought that would even happen, because when I lived back in Poland, being a model had a different definition than being a model in the UK. If you're a model in Poland, that means you do catwalks and you're a model, as in a fashion model, catwalk model, and one of those high-end models. And you need to be a certain height, which I'm not. I think it's 175 centimeters. I'm like 169. So that's what modeling is in Poland. If you do the job that we do, which is posing for pictures, that's called photo modeling. So that's what they call it in Poland. And then again, I don't think it was so accessible and attainable for most girls. I think only a very small amount of girls could actually get into even photo modeling. It was very, very selective, very difficult in Poland to get into it. So even though I quite enjoyed posing for pictures, and I did maybe one shoot back in Poland when I was like 17 or 18, I didn't have any hopes for myself, because I knew that it was something that I couldn't really achieve in there. So long story short, I was working in that call center doing my dissertation. And one of my friends at the time, she was a photographer, and she asked me very casually, she was like, "Oh, Monica, would you like to be my model? Because I need to update my portfolio and your face looks quite all right, you know, like adequate. Would you like to just pose for me and I'll give you the pictures, you can post them?" And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, like a childhood dream kind of came true. So we did like a lingerie shoot, very sexy, very feminine. She was a very good photographer, so I really enjoyed the whole process. We had a makeup artist. She did my hair as well. So it was a really nice experience. So I got the pictures, I posted them on Facebook, and I got so many likes. And I'm a bit narcissistic, so, you know, that really stroked my ego. And I was like, oh my God, that is so good. So afterwards, a few weeks later, we decided to arrange another shoot. And she asked me whether I would be okay doing a bit of like implied nude. And I said, well, yes, let's give it a go. And I remember that shoot, even though she was a woman and my makeup artist was a woman, I was literally posing like this, you know, squeezed, just being uncomfortable, being very shy. Me shy now. So yes, it was a little bit uncomfortable, but I kind of like made myself do it for some reasons. So I did that. And afterwards I thought, you know what? I can make it a career. So I thought, you know, it was so easy. I'm just going to be this full-time model and it's going to be so easy, and I'm going to, you know, charge lots of money. So I set up a Purple Board profile. I was still studying, I think. I just had a few months left at the university. So I set up a Purple Board. That was 7 years ago, my first profile. And listen to that. I put my rates for up to lingerie, having literally 5 pictures in my portfolio, 0 experience, 0 references. My rate was £50 per hour. 7 years ago. My rate now is 60, up to nude. So you can see how little knowledge I had about the industry and how ambitious I was, and kind of delusional. So I went onto the forum of Purple Board and I asked for advice, yeah? And those who know Purple Board forums know how they work. And I got so much, people like bashed me, yeah, for it. It wasn't even criticism. People were just mean and just rude. Oh, I was a little girl, I was back then, I was 23, I was a little girl. I didn't really, you know, I didn't know the industry. I genuinely wanted to get into the industry and just ask for advice, and people were just mean. Okay, so then I kind of gave up because I thought, okay, this is too difficult. I did my dissertation, graduated, and then at my call center work, I got a call on Saturday. I was a bit like surprised what was happening. And they told me that they're making redundancies, and I got made redundant, and I've got 3 more months at this company. And I never saw myself working there, but I thought maybe after university, I'm going to do like a HR job or something like that. And I never knew what I wanted to do. That's a very important point. So I never had a plan. I never had a passion. I was still searching for it. So when they told me that I was going to lose my job in 3 months, it was just a part-time job. And I think I was already making some money in modeling. I think I started doing some shoots. I had like two choices, whether I should find another part-time job and do modeling part-time and try to make it full-time eventually, or shall I just take a risk and just do full-time modeling? And everyone was telling me, be on the safe side, get yourself a part-time job. You know, it's very difficult to just become a model. And I had maybe like 5 shoots that I did before. It was in March. At that time I was earning money slowly. But yeah, I decided, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to work for anyone. I don't want to listen to anyone. I'm not interested in making others' dreams come true, because that's what you do when you're employed by the company. So I decided to take a risk. I had some savings. It was a calculated risk. And the first month was really difficult. The second one was a bit easier. The third one, even easier. And here I am. That's basically the story. Although I must say that before I decided to do full-time modeling, I did some shoots that were paid. I think I started getting paid pretty quickly. I think I maybe did 5 TF shoots, and then afterwards I started charging kind of average or maybe above average rates. My rates have always been kind of on that kind of scale between average and above average. And people were paying it. So I guess I just marketed myself pretty well as a Polish model. And I started from nude straight away. And quite quickly, I went into like more erotic levels. And that really worked for me. And yeah, and guys, seriously, I can admit and I can reassure you that was the best decision in my entire life, career-wise, that I decided to go into like full-time modeling. And I've never worked for anybody else since then, and I would never go back and change it. That was the best thing I've done. And also from modeling, as I started doing modeling, other ventures started, you know, becoming available for me to try. So, you know, you start from modeling, and then OnlyFans sort of like started. And then, you know, custom videos and webcamming, and, you know, there's so many things. So being a model gives you so many opportunities to venture into very similar kind of, it's still the same industry, but very similar sort of jobs that are sort of related to modeling. And modeling experience definitely helps you with, you know, webcamming, content production, etc. So that's how it started, and now we're here doing this. And I would never have thought about reviewing, you know, lingerie or talking about this to people, and people actually wanting to watch us. Maybe you don't want to watch us, but
no, we're
still talking to you.
So that's my story.
Enjoying the podcast today? Before we continue, have you been searching for the perfect lingerie, hosiery, or more? Look no further. Lingerie Lowdown is your impartial consumer champion with over 8 years of experience in reviewing these intimate essentials. We've got you covered, or should we say uncovered, with over 10,000 full-length video reviews from over 750 brands. You'll find honest insights and discover hidden gems. Use promo code DIGEST10 when you join our website to get a 10% discount on your membership at www.lingerielowdown.com/join. Let's get inspired together. Now, back to today's podcast.
What's your story?
I'm trying to say it in a nutshell, and I'm trying to think of where to start.
That's what I tried.
Yeah.
It's been 12 minutes.
So, like, as well as a model, I'm also a philosophy graduate. So I did a Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy, and I studied at university. So while I was at university in my second year, there was a girl who said she had some free photo shoots. And in my mind, I was baffled. I was like, wait, hang on a minute. Didn't you need to pay like £500 or £600 for this? Because you're showing me the pictures and they looked really good. So I got a bit confused. I didn't understand, you know, time for print, which is when you give your time and you're not paid, but you get images in exchange. And she was like, yeah, like I'm on Purple Board. I've just had like all these photo shoots to myself. Like, I feel great. Like, anyone can do it. Like, you can do it. Like, anyone can do it. So she like convinced me, like my friend, to join Purple Board. And
My dad did some photography on and off because he's worked in film and TV. So on holiday, he took a few snaps of me in Switzerland and like a few like snaps in the garden. I took a few selfies. So I had like 5 or 6 pictures and they made a Purpleport profile. I thought absolutely nothing of it. A week later, I had about 100 messages. Like,
really?
I was like bombarded with messages like, oh, you're a model. You want to get into modeling? I can book a studio. I can organize a shoot for you. Do you want to shoot with me? Do you want to shoot with me? Just offering me loads of these time for print shoots. So I was still studying and I didn't have a huge amount of time. But I was home for the holidays. So I went to, I think my first shoot was a time for print shoot in Hampshire with a photographer who was, he was all right. Like, he was a bit older than me. I did my makeup. I did my lashes. I felt incredibly self-conscious in public because I wore so much makeup. My hair was in a little bob like this and I had a box fringe.
No.
And I looked so different and I had big lashes. I was a bit larger than I am now because when I first started, I'm like a size 8 now, but when I first started modeling, I was a size 14. So it was a bit larger than how really? I was now. So I look completely different. I had to remove all the photos from my portfolio for my first year of modelling.
I still have them. I'd love to see you like looking different.
I have some I was tagged in. But anyways, I did the shoot, felt so nervous. I was literally sweating and shaking. And I just felt like it was overwhelming. I did like lingerie and I think maybe some implied stuff, some sheer stuff, which I actually didn't do sheer after that shoot for like 3 years or something. So I got the pictures and I didn't tell my mom where I went. I just said I was meeting a friend. And I was in my room and I sat down and looked at the pictures and I was like, wow, like I could not stop staring. I was like, I've got such a photogenic face. I look amazing. I love this. I love the shoot. So I did 2 more TF shoots. I put the photos on Purpleport. They got hundreds of likes, hundreds of comments. And someone said to me after my third shoot, can I pay you? Like, what's your rate? Like, what do you charge? Can I book you?
Wow.
So I charged him something really low. Like, I think I had like no idea about like what models were paid or anything like this. So I charged him quite like a low rate for like 3 hours. Went to the park, did a shoot. He booked me again the following week. And I just continued to get more and more bookings. I was still a student at this time. And I was studying in Essex, but my family lived in London. But every like holiday or like half term from uni, I was literally packed with shoots in London. I was going around on location shoots. I was shooting. So I was shooting in Colchester where I was studying. So I kind of turned into like a little bit of a part-time job for me within literally like 2 months. Like I was getting quite a bit of paid work. So that was quite good. So everything was going well. But on and off, I was having these like allergic reactions to yeast, which I didn't know about. So I had to kind of cancel a few shoots because like I had a booking, but then I came on with allergic reaction and stuff like that. So I did like an allergy test a few months later, maybe like 6 months later, and I found out I was allergic to yeast. So like the rashes subsided, the bloating like subsided. I started to drop weight. I started to work on my fitness. And then I think about a year later, like I started doing shoots more frequently and like properly doing shoots in my third year of university, like quite often because I knew I wasn't going to come down in like a full body reaction, basically. Monica's laughing. I'm trying to think how to continue this story. So I was doing shoots here and there in Colchester and I graduated from university. And my parents said, what do you want to do? And I said, I just want to be like a full-time model. Like, it's what I want to do. And when I first started modelling, when I first joined Purpleport, they actually banned me from Purpleport. They said, we're not having you meet up with these people. They're weird. They're strange. We're not having you meet up with people on the internet. You're not allowed to model. Like, full stop. Obviously, I did it for weeks and months behind their back. And then I got published in a magazine and I brought them the magazine and I put it down. I said, I'm published and I've been going on shoots for the past 8 months or whatever. And they were shocked. And I said, yeah, I've been getting some money from this. And this is kind of like a part-time job. And they're like, oh, so you weren't like hanging out with all these friends we thought you were. So that happened. And I said to my parents, listen, I'm 18 years old because I think I was like 18 or maybe I'm allowed to do this. Like, I'm an adult. I'm going to do what I want and stuff you. I'm not listening to you at all. So that happened. Then I graduated from university and I was at home for a bit. I was stranded at home for a year and I was very annoyed about my partner for this because I wanted to move in with him immediately. Like, I did a course at university on environmental science just to stay at university for an extra 2 weeks and a half because I didn't want to go home so badly.
Really?
I did like a qualification environmental science course and I stayed in my university halls until like nobody else was there. Like, I had, like, you could leave a month later and I literally just stayed till the end. Like, I was just, like, around campus on my own or with, like, three or four friends. So anyway, after university, so I said to my parents, I just want to model. I just want to do this full time. I love it. I'm good at it. Everyone books me. Whatever. So then my parents said, we don't really think modelling's a practical job and we want you to go for job interviews. So for my first year of full-time modelling, I went to job interviews and I had like a bit of a part-time job, I think, working in a nursery.
Really?
I only lasted 5 shifts until I quit. So I was still doing shoots on and off. My parents really did not want me to model full-time at all. So that happened. So I went for a year, I went for job into job and I didn't get any of the interviews and I didn't prepare for any of the interviews because I didn't want to be there. And then around the interviews, I did photo shoots and I modelled and I saved for a deposit for my first like flat to rent, like so a small amount of money. I paid my parents' rent. I contributed to the household. I bought groceries, stuff like that. So that happened. Then a year later, COVID happened. And in the middle of COVID, I moved in with my partner and I moved to Hertfordshire. And it was one of the happiest times of my life because I finally moved away from my parents. Mm. Okay, they're like, I love them and all, but you know, there's a long history behind that. So anyways, I started to do home shoots from Hertfordshire in and out of lockdowns. I started to shoot, like do remote shoots, like, you know, when you can work with photographers from all over the world from home. I was also doing OnlyFans since university and stuff like that. So yeah, it was like thriving. I was doing my remote shoots, I was doing my OnlyFans, I was doing my lingerie lowdown reviews and I was so happy. And then I moved to Cambridge and I've been like touring every month now. So yeah.
One story. It's a nice ending. And yeah, I've been touring like
I think so before like COVID, I think when I lived with my parents for a little bit, I did my first international tour to Belgium, but another model had cancelled on me. So I think this was like 4 years ago. So she like the model had a boob job, but her boobs like had exploded and like something went horribly wrong where she modelled and then the stitching popped because she modelled too soon afterwards. So I freaked out. So I brought my, like, well, he's now my fiancé, but he was my boyfriend at the time, with me. He came with me to Belgium and I did my first international tour. Was pretty much very booked up, but then lockdown happened. So I couldn't go to Europe and I couldn't tour. But in between lockdowns, I was organising these little tours and trips. And like, as soon as we were unlocked, like I've literally been touring almost every single month. All around UK and Europe, and it's how I keep myself busy as a model by like not always being in the same place. Like, yes, I shoot from home and locally, but I do offer these trips for opportunities for photographers to work with me who normally wouldn't be able to. So I've been to Switzerland with Monica, I've been to Belgium with Monica a few times. I've been to Germany with another model, Tanya. I've been to a few places. I've been to Ireland with Monica.
We've been somewhere
Sweden. We've been to Sweden. I went to Italy recently. I went to Milan. I went to Scotland about, like, I think this will be my 5th or 6th time going to Scotland. I went to Scotland a lot because it's really busy. Places like Hampshire, Birmingham, Kent, stuff like that. So yeah, did some work for some websites, did a little bit of commercial hand modelling as well. And yeah, I think that's everything.
That's a very interesting story. And you did have a few obstacles in your life.
Like the parents saying no. Like the parents. I was like, stop you guys, I'm just doing this.
Yeah. And I feel like every story has got some obstacles. You know, you had your parents. I had my... What did I have? Well, I did have my partner at the time, who was an obstacle in a way. He's a very good guy. We on good terms.
I've actually met him.
He gave us a lift to the airport once when our train was cancelled. So we're on good terms. But back in the days, you know, we were both 23, 24, like children, yeah? So people are different and people do change and mature as well. So when I was starting modelling, we got together at the same time, pretty much, I think. So he kind of knew what was happening in my life. He knew that I was starting modelling, but then obviously I started doing higher levels. I started modelling more and it's become, you know, back then it's become like a proper job for me. So he probably didn't quite expect it. So he didn't like it. And also he didn't he couldn't accept it. So it's not even the fact that he didn't like it, he just didn't accept it. And it took him a good 3 years to come to terms with that. So you can imagine how many conversations, arguments, crying was involved in that. And, you know, that does affect the way you feel. And also, I remember on my shoots, I was, you know, so many times I just felt, you know, so miserable and just so, it was so difficult for me to be so much in love with him and at the same time not being able to pursue my, you know, career goals. So no, I just wanted to like kind of say that we all have our obstacles, and no story that I know is kind of nice and simple and it's just all like butterflies and rainbows. Everyone goes through a lot of like issues, and it's not as easy as it looks. Like now we are quite, both of us, established. We have our priorities right, and we have it all kind of like sorted out in our heads and lives. Not always, we still have some obstacles to deal with. But I feel like the beginnings are always really difficult, and it's either going to make it or break it, as you say. Yeah. And for us, luckily, it kind of made us probably even stronger in a way and made us work for it or try to achieve it even more. We were probably even more determined to achieve what we wanted, because although you had your obstacles with your parents and I had mine with my partner, my ex-partner now, we still kind of wanted to really achieve our goals, and we did. And I think that teaches you determination and dedication, and it also teaches you that it's not going to be always like easy and simple. And I think it's an important lesson, because imagine if everything was so easy at the beginning. Imagine your first tour, something doesn't go right, you're probably going to quit. But if you had so many obstacles at the beginning, you're kind of like mentally more prepared and trained.
Definitely, that's a positive way to look at things. And I just think it's so ironic that at the start, I didn't have much support. Obviously, my partner's always supported me since day one. I think since we were first dating, like we've been together, I think I've been modelling for 6 years, and we sort of were dating, but not officially for the first few months for 6 years. But he's always been very supportive of me. I'm lucky of that. But it's just ironic that now my family are proud of me. Aww. Now that I have money, or now that I'm earning money. So at the start, when obviously my first month of modeling, like I did so awfully, like I think I only had like 4 shoots in the month, like it was really bad my first month. But as I sort of, you know, doubled, tripled, quadrupled that salary and make like really good amount each month, and I do tours and I travel around Europe, now my parents are proud of me. Yeah. And ever since I moved out, I've never asked a dime from them. I've always, you know, paid my own rent, I've covered my own bills, I've even lent money to like friends or family members who needed money off me, or my partner and stuff like that, who have paid me back, luckily. It's just ironic that now that I'm doing well, all the support and the love comes. But when I was struggling and needed it more at the start, like where was that support that I needed from them, which is difficult. But now I'm happy that they're not completely okay with it. But I do a lot of fashion modeling, and I have a fashion Facebook page for like my grandparents and cousins, and it's actually got like 7.2k likes now. Somehow I found a fan base just doing fashion. So now they see those high-end fashion pictures and portraits, and they're like really proud of my work. So my tasteful work, I post on there, and it makes them like proud of me, but also doesn't insult them in a way, because obviously my grandma and granddad get a bit insulted by like lingerie pictures. So I never shove it in their face, like post any implied nudes or send them any lingerie shots, but I do kind of send them my fashion shots that I'm very proud of. And they said, wow, you look amazing, I'm so proud of you. And my dad's told his friends, oh, they're like, what does your daughter do? And he's like, my daughter's a traveling model, like she travels all over UK and Europe. Nice. So now they are finally proud of me. I mean, it's taken many years, but mostly I'm proud of myself, and I hope you're proud of yourself, Monica.
I am, and I think it's important to recognize your achievements, your hard work, and it's good to be a little bit selfish, and it's good to be a little bit, you know, vocal.
I feel like laughing.
I'm very selfish. I'm very narcissistic, actually. Yeah,
it's good to be a little bit selfish.
It's good to be very selfish. It's good to acknowledge your achievements and your hard work, and it's good to be vocal about it, because there's no point of just being pretending that, you know, I didn't do well, you know, I didn't do all that hard work, because it's disrespecting your own time or your effort. So it's important to recognize that, and also tell the story as it is, you know, like a truthful story, like we just did, that makes you realize that it's not just, you know, it's not always that easy, and we all have to go through hardships in order to achieve and get what we have these days, and it's all worth it. And if you really, I know it sounds very cliche, but it's true, if you really want something very much and you work for it and you put all your efforts into it and you're all passionate into it, it's eventually it's gonna work out.
And you will see results if you yes. work hard and you keep pursuing, you will see results. Yeah. And like a few models have asked me how I do it, and I said you need to put a lot of effort into your administration. Yeah. You need to even update your portfolio, you know, make sure everything's good. You need to put a lot of effort in, and if you start putting a lot of effort into something and caring about something, like, you will see results.
Absolutely,
you will see results.
Maybe not immediately, it takes time, and it always goes like this. It's never like, you know, 1 month can be amazing and next month could be not so amazing, so you need to make sure that you don't give up straight away. And just treat it as, I always say, your business is like your baby. Like, treat it as your baby, you know, treat it seriously. It's your business like any other, and you need to treat it this way. Just be professional and hardworking, passionate, and yeah, and I think you need to really have passion for it, because I don't think it's that easy to monetize something, a business venture, if you're not really passionate about it. I think being passionate and genuinely liking your work makes it easier and more authentic to people. Because if you just do it for money, I think it's doable, but it's going to be very difficult. And we both love modeling, traveling.
Yeah, we're passionate about it and we enjoy it. I mean, it has its ups and downs. Like, sometimes things can get a bit stressful at times. I'm quite a stress head, so I'm trying to sort of manage stress and try and enjoy life a bit more.
Yeah, and when we're together, you know, I can always calm Aura down, because I'm usually just like, yeah. She's like, it's going to be fine. Yeah. I'm quite calm. But when I was your age, I was quite similar. Probably a little, maybe a little less anxious, but I did stress more. I think it's the age thing.
Yeah,
well,
I think I'm getting better though. Like, as you've known me, you said, like, I'm getting like so much better.
Less anxious,
Less anxious. So I think, like, the more things I do, like when I did my first few international tours, I was on edge. And recently, when we were in Sweden, I was just conked out, sleeping every night.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't fazed by anything. I was just like, whatever, like, this is the next day. Yeah. Like, I'm traveling. Yeah. Got lost. Was walking around some Swedish motorway, like. Like, I was like, okay, whatever. Anyway, so we need to kind of, you know,
wrap it up.
Yeah. All right. So
we're like sisters, kind of from another mother.
Yes.
Or father.
Yeah. So do you want to say?
Yeah, guys. I hope it was a very inspiring, fascinated story, but I also think it might have been just fucking boring. So. Anyways, thank you so much for your time and listening. Hopefully that made your day a little bit better and more interesting. And if you have any questions, you can drop us a message on our socials. My name is Monica Lara Smith. So if you just type it onto Google, it's going to get you to all different social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, also OnlyFans, if you want to see, you know, my foo-foo, it's there. And if you want to use my promo code, it's Monica10. Capital letters. And as for Aurora,
so my promo code is Aurora10 in capitals, and for both our promo codes you can get a 10% off all memberships, which is really awesome. My Instagram is at Aurora Phoenix Model, and my Twitter is at Aurora Phoenix 4.
So yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much, guys. If you have any other ideas for our podcast, let us know, and we will do our best to talk about it. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Love you lots.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride and are feeling inspired to embrace your unique style. Remember, we release new podcast episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. Don't miss out on the twice-weekly excitement that awaits you. So until next time, keep expressing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. This has been the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, your ultimate source for style, passion, and empowerment from the world of intimates and more. You can find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.